What's it like living in a military family? There are thousands of stories, each one a little different, but connected by the willingness to serve. Here is one story of a local family's life that has been dedicated to the service of our country. 101.5 FM welcomes Karen Warwick.
Good morning, and welcome to this special Remembrance Day broadcast. Today's story is about my family life, which is built on military service. And like any good recipe, it takes dedication, patience, resilience, love, and yes, plenty of laughter. I'm speaking about my husband, Eric. We've been married for over 40 years, and during that time, he has given 38 years of his life to active service as an infantryman in the Australian Defence Force. Together, we've lived through unforgettable adventures, faced unique challenges, and made lifelong friends scattered right across this country. When Eric joined the army, he made an oath, a vow that he would faithfully serve Queen and country. On special occasions, he wears his medals. Some remind us of his own service, while others once belonged to his grandfather, who served in the Border Regiment during the Second World War. Campaign and service medals recognise the length and breadth of service, the places you've been, the years you've given. For Eric, his Defence Force Service Medal has four clasps, each one making another chapter in his long career. Life as a military family is a life of change. We moved from posting to posting across Australia, sometimes linked to promotions, and Eric proudly came through the ranks. And each new place meant new jobs, new schools, new communities, but each one also brought fresh experiences and friends who became like family. Of course, it wasn't always easy. There were long absences when Eric was deployed overseas to Malaysia, England, Iraq, Afghanistan. I knew when I met him that his job came first, and that meant times where I had to carry on alone at home. Those were tough days, but every homecoming reminded me of the sacrifices made, not just by service members, but their families too. Through it all, we learned resilience, the ability to adapt, to overcome, and to keep moving forward, even when things didn't go to plan. Eric's career also gave him some unique opportunities. Early on, he was part of the support team for the 1988 Australian Bicentennial Expedition to Mount Everest. Later, in 2003, he was selected for Operation Longlook, a six-month exchange with the UK military. Since retirement, there have been some special recognitions for his service. He was the baton bearer in the 2018 Queen's Baton Relay. He received a Quilt of Valour in 2022, and just recently, his service was acknowledged again by our local federal member, Terry Young. So on this Remembrance Day, thank you for letting me share a little of our story with you. Whatever path you walk, it's the people beside you and the lessons learned along the way that make the journey meaningful, lest we forget.
You've been listening to the story of a life in service of the Warwick family of Beachmere. Thank you for your service and dedication.